Now, Buffy, I've tried to tell you that I don't know very much about little girls. So you've got to understand that I can't figure you out.
I'm not being naughty, Uncle Bill. Honest.
I know you're not being naughty, but there is something bothering you.
Yes, sir.
And you want to tell me what it is?
No, sir.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi.
Mr. Frank said that Buffy locked herself in.
That's right, and nobody seems to know why. You want to talk to her?
Well, we're not on speaking terms.
Oh. Well, will you talk to Sissy?
I'm not on terms either.
Yes, I'm from the telephone company. Mr. Davis ordered a new phone installed here.
Oh, I'm afraid there must be some mistake. Our Mr. Davis is out of town.
This is 27A? Yes, this is the right apartment.
Well, then I'm afraid there's been a clerical error. I am sure that if Mr. Davis had ordered a phone installed, he would have informed me.
My phone! It's here!
Apparently it didn't.
Right this way. I'll show you where it goes.
Thank you.
Who's he, Mr. French?
A representative of the telephone company, Jody. It appears that Miss Sissy is to have her own phone.
A phone all of her own? Does Uncle Bill know?
Your uncle must have ordered it.
He didn't tell me. Or me.
Well, Mr. Davis does not have to get majority approval before making a decision. Jody, this apartment is on the 27th floor. How could your hands get muddy?
I was looking through the flower pot for my turtle.
Where does one buy a leash for a turkey?
Her own phone.
Bill, I feel like an intruder. You're just arriving and all that?
No, be silly. I want you to meet the kids. Stand by for the welcoming home stampede. Watch it. Oh. Hello? Hello? Hey, I'm home. Well, they're not making stampedes the way they used to. That's all.
Welcome home, sir. I didn't expect you quite so early.
Well, Miss Walcott was good enough to pick me up at the airport. You remember French, don't you, Ned?
Yes, of course. Hello, French.
Where are the kids?
Miss Walcott. Oh, well, Sissy is very busy on her new telephone, sir, and Master Jody is scrubbing in the bathtub.
Where's Buffy?
Well, Miss Buffy is very busy feeling sorry for herself, sir.
Oh, that's not like her.
No, sir, not at all.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi, Jody. Oh. How are you, Jody?
Oh, Jody, this is Miss Walcott.
What a handsome little boy.
Mr. French made me comb my hair.
Uncle Bill!
Hi, Sissy.
Oh, thank you for the phone. It's positively out of sight.
It's what? Out of sight? Is that good or...
Well, from what I've been able to translate from the teenage idiom, sir, it's superlative.
Hello, Sissy. I'm Netta Walker.
Oh, I'm very pleased to meet you. Would you like to look at my phone?
Why? Is it different or something?
It's the first phone I've ever had.
She's had plenty of practice. Well, what's the matter with Buffy?
Who knows? I offered to let her dial the Weather Bureau. She said, I don't care if it rains or not.
All right, let's look at the phone. Come on, then.
got a hug for your wandering uncle?
Hello, Uncle Bill. Neat, isn't it, Uncle Bill?
Huh? Oh, very neat. Neatest, yes.
So, this is Sissy's room.
And mine, too.
Oh, of course, dear. I'm Netta Walcott. I decorated this room, and the den, and the living room.
Are you an interior decorator, Miss Walcott?
Oh, she's one of the best in town.
But, Bill, lately have you taken a look, a good look at your former guest room?
Why? What's the matter with it?
Well, not a thing, except that I designed it for male visiting business friends. And for this pair of feminine young ladies, why, it's ridiculous.
Well, we don't mind, Miss Walcott.
Well, maybe I could use a little fixing around.
A little? Well, I see a very feminine room to go with a new phone.
A new room to match my new phone. Oh, isn't it exciting, Buffy?
I guess so.
And for you, Sissy, it'll be very feminine and very grown up.
Where do I sleep?
Well, right here, of course. Your half will look like a little dollhouse.
You got yourself a job.
Can I help pick out the materials?
Well, of course, Sissy. And you too, Buffy.
I don't know how.
Hello? Yes. Oh, yes, I see. Yes, certainly. Long distance for you, sir.
Hello?
Hello, Uncle Bill.
Hello, Sissy. Long distance from down the hall.
Oh, yes, sir, but it seems to amuse them when we cooperate in their little games.
This is a great connection. Sounds like you're right in the next room.
I just wanted to say goodnight on my new phone.
Doesn't Buffy want to say goodnight, too?
Want to say goodnight to Uncle Bill?
I did. In person.
What about Mrs. Beasley?
Mrs. Beasley doesn't talk on the telephone.
She already said goodnight, Uncle Bill. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'll give you odds that 5 minutes after Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, his daughter was on it.
Oh, but who would she have called? Look what I've got.
Sissy's busy on the phone. Again.
Busy? But she's not talking.
She and Carol are doing their homework.
Oh, thanks, Carol. I'll see you later. A bulletin board.
Now you can pin up your boyfriend's pictures.
And theater programs and prom invitations and an autographed picture of my favorite singing group, the Velvet Vultures.
Oh, well, I don't think I know them.
They're new. We love their records, don't we, Buffy?
At first.
Buffy, how do you like Sissy's side of the room so far, hmm?
It's all right.
Buffy?
Well, naturally, it's not meant to suit a little girl's taste.
Where would you like these, Miss Walker?
Oh, thank you, French. Put them right here.
Thanks,
now, Sissy, I want your opinion on these.
Oh, I love this shade. Don't you like it, Mr. French?
Well, not being an expert on shades, Miss Sissy, I wouldn't know. Will that be all, Miss Walker?
One more favor, French. Would you mind holding this up to that cornice so I can take measurements, hmm?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. French.
And what do you think I'm doing?
Playing Statue of Liberty?
French is helping us, Jody.
When you get finished decorating this room, can you fix up where Dinky sleeps?
Dinky?
He's like Turtle.
Well, that'll take a little thought. A turtle has problems.
So do little girls.
How's the remodeling job?
Sissy couldn't be happier. But.
But. That's what I mean.
Buffy doesn't like anything. You know, if she had her way, she'd fire me.
Well, I can't figure out. You think maybe she's jealous because we didn't start on her side of the room first?
It's possible.
Well, of course, I keep forgetting she's just a little kid. I'm looking for grown-up motives, and that's not right.
Beware of man who figures out little girls. Maybe man can figure out big girls.
When we start on Buffy's side.
Tomorrow. Isn't it beautiful? Now you can rock Mrs. Beasley to sleep.
Rocky makes Mrs. Beasley dizzy. She gets sick to her stomach.
But don't you just love your new bed and the pretty new curtains?
Yes, ma'am.
Sissy told me that pink and green were your favorite colors.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Buffy, be honest with me. You can still change the color.
It's nice, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. Two times one equals two. Two times two equals
Buffy, want to come and watch cartoons on TV?
I'm doing my homework.
You could watch cartoons, too.
Buffy, why don't you do your homework in your bedroom on your new table?
Do I have to?
Well, no.
Two times three equals six. Two times four equals...
Buffy, I've been shopping with Miss Walcott.
Two times... 5 equals 10. 2 times 6 equals 12.
She says you don't like you half of the room.
2 times 7 equals 14. 2 times 8 equals 16.
Buffy, you must be polite when people are speaking to you.
Yes, sir. I'm homeworking. 8 times 9 equals 17.
Okay. Mr. French, will you please tell Buffy when she decides to talk, I'll be in my room.
Our room.
And 2 times 9 is 18.
8 times 10 equals 20. For sure?
You have my word on it. Young lady, and where do you think you might be going?
I might be going to sleep with Jody.
You will turn right round and go back into your own room where you belong.
How about Uncle Bill's room?
Buffy, each of us has his or her assigned place.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
automobile.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Stop worrying about Buffy. Kids get over everything.
Well, all this kid stuff is new to me, Ted. I don't know the difference between heartache and stomachache. Yeah?
Miss Walcott is here to see you.
Oh, send her right in, will you?
Hi.
I got your phone call, Bill. Hi, Ted.
Hello, Nedra. I'll leave you two alone.
No, wait a minute. This won't take a minute. Need all the help we can get.
Buffy?
I came home last night and found her asleep on the couch.
Oh, dear. I can't imagine what I did, and yet I seem to have started the whole thing.
No, you didn't. It's all started with the phone, my phone.
Just a minute. Did you say the girls share a room?
Yep.
There's your answer. Buffy wants her own room, just like any other normal, average, spoiled kid.
She's not spoiled.
A private room at her age? Well, come to think of it, the rest of you have private rooms.
What?
You know what I could do? I could put in a room divider that would be the same as separate rooms.
You just do whatever you have to do so Bill can concentrate on dredging. You know, you've given those kids a home, food, and clothing. Now, what more do they want?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I hope you're right. A room divider.
This afternoon. It's right in here. Buffy. Buffy?
That's funny. I know she's in there.
Buffy, dear, the man is here to put up your room divider.
Ask him to please go away.
Excuse me, may I? Buffy, come out here at once.
No, sir.
Oh, dear.
Buffy, please.
No, sir.
Buffy.
Yes, Mr. French?
We have just returned from the bakery, and we have a box of chocolate nut cookies.
Put one under the door.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, Buffy's locked us out.
Yes, sir, she even resisted our chocolate nut cookies.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Buffy? Buffy, it's Uncle Bill.
Yes, sir.
In case of an emergency, sir, we could get a locksmith.
Oh, I'd rather she came out by herself. Nedra, you better have him put that thing in some other time, huh?
Yes.
Buffy? Now, you open that door.
Okay, if you say I have to.
Buffy, don't you know it's a very dangerous thing to lock yourself in like that?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't want you to do that again, you hear?
I won't, Uncle Bill.
Bill, I'll wait for you in the living room.
Okay. Now, Buffy, I've tried to tell you that I don't know very much about little girls. So you've got to understand that I can't figure you out.
I'm not being naughty, Uncle Bill. Honest.
I know you're not being naughty, but there is something bothering you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you want to tell me what it is?
No, sir.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi.
Mr. French said that Buffy locked herself in.
That's right, and nobody seems to know why. You want to talk to her?
Well, we're not on speaking terms.
Oh. Well, will you talk to Sissy?
I'm not on terms either.
Don't worry about locking yourself in, Uncle Bill. I did the same thing when I was Buffy's age.
Did you? Why?
Well...
Hey, Hey, Sissy broke through. At least they're talking. Come on, I'll take you home.
Oh, I'll take myself home. You better be here.
Hey, you think I'm kind of nutty? I mean, making all this commotion about a 6-year-old.
Very. But I love you for it. Bye.
Bye.
A ladder to my room because I lost the key.
Glad I didn't lose our key. They'd never get a ladder up this time.
Well, it's good to see you two together again. Hey, I kind of got a hunch you didn't like that room divider man, huh?
He was gonna do a bad thing.
Really?
He was gonna put up a wall between Sissy and me.
No, not a wall, honey. Just a divider.
I don't want to be divided.
Did it bother you that the room was changed around?
No, because the room made Sissy change.
Me? Changed?
It made you grow up.
Well, Buffy, everybody has to grow up.
But she was growing away. She started to grow away faster than I could catch up with her.
Growing away?
Sure, you know, the telephone and all that stuff, the bulletin board.
And lipstick.
Buffy, I'm not growing away, and I'm not changing. I'm just trying new things for the first time. It's fun.
Sure, it'll happen to you too, Buffy. One of these days you'll find yourself looking in the mirror and you'll be putting on a brand new dress because you got a date with a boyfriend or something. And you'll say, there's Buffy all grown up.
Sure. You'll be sitting in front of the dressing table rolling your hair up in curlers.
Curlers? Really?
Yeah, it'll happen. You wait and see.
Sissy, are you still the same? Cross your heart.
Cross my heart.
Sissy, would you like to rock Mrs. Beasley in the rocking chair?
Uncle Bill, weren't you afraid to go in there the way Buffy is?
I don't think she's gonna be that way anymore.
Good.
Thank you.